What do you call the day before today?
Day before. Day yesterday.
Okay, and the day after today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, those are kind of weird ones. Can you tell me the days of the week?
Yeah, this is September 10th.
What about, like, Sunday?
Sunday the 9th.
Okay. What are all the days of the week?
What?
What are all the days of the week?
You mean to name them?
Yeah.
Oh. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And what are the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And what are the numbers 1 through 10?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And what are those same numbers as ordinals, 1st through 10th?
Huh?
When you say them 1st through 10th, 1st, 2nd?
Oh, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. What's all this doing?
This is to see how you pronounce those things.
Oh.
Pronunciation differences in different places. What city is famous for jazz and the Mardi Gras?
New Orleans.
And what state is that in?
Louisiana. So we start saying Mississippi.
Close. Do you know any other cities in Louisiana?
Don't know as I do. I'm not much up on Louisiana.
Okay. Where is Kansas City?
Kansas City is in Kansas and Missouri.
Okay. What about the third largest city, behind New York City and Los Angeles? It's in Illinois.
It'd have to be Chicago.
And there's a major city in Ohio. It's in southern.
Toledo?
It's in southern Ohio.
Cincinnati?
Yeah. And between, what is the early part of the day called?
Morning.
And what would you call something that is, let me draw this out for a second. If, let's see if I'm ready to get down. Let me try again. If you have one building here and one building here, what could you say? How are these related? Do you have a term for that, to say that one building is on one corner and the other is on the opposite sort of corner over here?
Yeah. Well, what do you want to know?
Is there a term for that? Do you have a term for
that? Catacorner?
Okay. And what would you call sort of something like this, a motion like this, if someone were walking back and forth like this, or drawing like that?
Be a drunk man going home.
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Is there a term for that you can think of, this sort of motion?
Well, they've got them on signs. It means road slipper. Okay. When it's wet. But I don't know if you tell me, I'd probably know it all right.
Zigzag?
Huh?
Do you use the term zigzag?
Yeah, that would be the correct term. It really would.
Okay. Do you have a way of talking about a short distance? Like just saying, I'm going a short distance. Would you have another way of saying that? If you were talking to your daughter or something.
Well, I've heard them talking about going, they'd say that's a far piece when they're talking about long distance.
Okay.
I'm short, I suppose there's a term, but I don't know.
Okay. What are your words of parting?
Huh?
What do you say when you're parting, when you leave somebody, typically?
Well, usually I say I'll see you later.
Okay.
I've said a time or two and realized it didn't fit.
Right. Okay, that's it.
Okay.